Welcome to the Gigabyte Podcast. I'm Mayor Tracy Markley, and I'm so excited to share my conversations with community members and local business owners. So grab a bite and let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Thanks to all of you watching on YouTube and those that are listening in from anywhere podcasts are available. I'm Mayor Tracy Markley, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today. And I am welcoming Michelle Johnson, Director of Communications, and Jennifer Sievers, President of the Board of Food Backpacks for Kids. So excited to have you both both here today. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves and your background and how you came to be with Food Backpacks for Kids.
Okay. Well, I am Michelle. I live here in Gig Harbor and family of three. Well, I've lived in Gig Harbor for quite a few years now, but I was raised a Navy brat, so I've lived all over the country and have many experiences in many states, and I think that has really lended itself to the career that I had before Food Backpacks for Kids and what I am doing now. And so I did serve for 20 years with the fire service in University Place Fire Department and West Pierce Fire and Rescue. So I provided fire and life safety education, and I was a public information officer. And when I left that career, I was way too young to be retired, and I got bored. And public service is in my blood.
Yeah.
And I knew I needed to serve the community somehow. And that's when I got hooked in with Food Backpacks for Kids. And in August, I'll have been with Food Backpacks for Kids for 5 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And my husband's also in public service. He's a fire chief for Gig Harbor Fire Medic One. And my daughter went to Gig Harbor High School and is now away at college.
So you're all about Gig Harbor.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And how about you, Jennifer?
Jennifer Sievers. My husband and I own Sievers Real Estate here in Gig Harbor, Realtors.
Yeah.
And also our family lives here. We have two kids in the Peninsula School District. Prior to our real estate, we both were in public service as well. My husband was a police officer and I was a public service attorney.
Great.
And so, yep, we have hearts for public service too. Mm-hmm. And I've known Michelle we were just talking about that, like 20 years,
wow.
20 years. And when she started work with Food Backpacks for Kids, she was telling me about it, and that got me excited. Mm-hmm. I started volunteering in little ways, and I've been a board member now for about 2.5 years and currently president.
Great. That's exciting. Thank you both for all of your service to our community, past and now. Really, we really appreciate all that you guys do. I've heard that you offer even more programs than just food backpacks, like care cupboards and lunch in the park that's going to be starting soon. Can you tell me kind of an overview of all of the other programs that you guys offer?
Sure. We'd like to say that we're more than our name, Food Backpacks for Kids. It did initially start as just a food backpacks program, but when COVID hit, we knew we had to switch what we were doing to serve the needs of our community, and we did, and it gave us the opportunity to grow and provide food to our community in a lot of different ways. So we still do have our food backpacks program, and weekly we send backpacks home, backpacks or drawstring bags filled with child-friendly food for kids to help supplement them through the weekend. And then we also have our family pantry. Now, that is completely new to us. So we developed that. And so families can come to us weekly.
Oh, that's great.
Without any proof needed. If they're there, they need food. No questions asked. And we set it up as much as we can as a grocery store.
Yeah.
And we allow families to shop on their own and choose what's appropriate for their family at this time.
That's great.
We have a wide variety of produce and dairy and proteins and non-perishables.
That's
and perishables as well. So it's a great opportunity. And we have a lot of families who are hooked with food backpacks first that learn about us and then come to the family
pantry.
So parents realize that just the backpack alone isn't meeting all of their needs. So family pantry.
That's great.
We have the care cupboards. Now the care cupboards are in the schools. It's essentially a food pantry within the schools.
Okay.
Now all of our schools that have community and schools site coordinators have a care cupboard, and then Harbor Ridge Middle School also has one.
Okay.
The librarian oversees that, as well as one of the counselors.
Yeah.
And so that gives students a safe place where they can go mm-hmm. and they can get food for themselves during the day, whether that's a lunch where they need mm-hmm. on the go, whether they need some snacks,
yeah.
or if they need food to take home to their family, they can get it there.
That's really
and
nice.
A lot of them have grown into more than just food.
Mm-hmm.
The site coordinators will put back to school supplies and their feminine hygiene supplies,
yeah, fantastic.
Clothes, things like that. So it's more than just food.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our home delivery program. And there we have families who just cannot make it out to shop
yeah.
at the family pantry for whatever reason. They have one car, they have two people working with one car,
mm-hmm.
they have multiple kids at home, they have health issues, a variety of different reasons. So we offer home delivery to them.
That's
and that's
great.
A weekly service as well. So we offer all of that.
That's really amazing. I would yeah. love to tell you about the numbers that we had
yes,
for last
please,
year.
Yes, please, please do.
It's pretty remarkable, and it also explains the need that's out there.
Mm-hmm,
For the school year, the 2022-23 school year, there were 4,106 food backpacks that went home with children
wow.
for the weekend. There were 3,289 shopping visits to the family pantry,
wow.
the grocery shopping. There was 1,133 home grocery deliveries mm-hmm. and a total of 7,799 pounds of food that was sent to the schools for their care cupboards.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing need, but it also
yeah.
shows the outpouring of our community
yeah.
and support for Food Backpacks for Kids and the good work they're doing.
Because is most of the food that comes in donated from organizations and families, or do you purchase the food? Is it a combination of both?
So we are a state certified food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the majority of our food from the Emergency Food Network.
Oh,
they tell
okay.
us what they're going to be giving us for government commodities mm-hmm. each month. And then they send some other items that we aren't expecting.
Okay.
But beyond that, we do rely on food drives in the community,
yeah.
monthly food sponsors. We have businesses who supply a certain food each month
yeah.
for us, and cash
yeah.
donations and grants that we get so we can purchase food.
Yeah.
That's where we get it. It's without the community,
mm-hmm.
we can't do it. So our saying is kids, family, and community.
Yeah.
We're serving the kids, we're serving families, we're serving our community, and we
yeah.
all work together to do it.
Yeah.
The need, Jennifer was saying you saw those numbers.
That's amazing.
But in 2 years, since 2021, we have increased number of visits or households
mm-hmm.
we serve
mm-hmm.
is increased by 205%.
Oh my gosh, wow. Mm-hmm. I know going through COVID, it disrupted a lot of things for a lot of people. And this is one of the main areas that we're seeing so much need for clothing, food, toiletries, like you said, you know, feminine products, shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, you know, just kind of the basic everyday things that most of us take for granted that we just pick up at the store. And so it's really wonderful that you provide that. And I love the home delivery option. That's really amazing because there are a lot of families that just can't get in a car and drive and get everything that they need for their kids and for themselves. And so it's just really neat. And those numbers are just sobering, actually, mm-hmm. to see. When I first heard about how many homeless kids we had in the Peninsula School District,
mm-hmm.
I was like, wait a second, that can't be right. And then now it's not just kids that don't have a home. Kids have a home, but they're like barely staying in their homes. They have enough to maybe keep the lights on and stay in the home, but they don't have enough for food left over, or and it breaks my heart. So I'm so appreciative of community members like you that serve our community in that way and help these families. 'Cause it takes, you know, they say, that saying is so overused, it takes a village, but it really does. It
yep.
takes a village to help a village and to help our little village of Gig Harbor, which is not so little anymore.
Well, one of the ways we are helping that, I forgot to, you mentioned our
yeah.
summer lunch program
yeah.
is, and homeless youth and things
yeah.
like that. So during the summer, where do kids get
right,
food?
Where do they get their
there's
food?
There's no school. There's,
yeah.
there's not breakfast or lunch if they qualify for that.
Right.
And that's a whole nother thing, is many of our families they're not below the poverty level.
Right.
Our families
right.
do not qualify for any assistance.
Right.
We have working families,
yeah.
so it is a gap.
Yeah.
So food insecurity, the face of food insecurity has changed
mm-hmm.
from poverty
mm-hmm.
level to almost everybody.
Yeah.
So even in Gig Harbor, there's
yeah.
that gap of families who are working, mm-hmm. but with all their bills and everything, they mm-hmm. have to decide on food or other bills. Yeah. And so we provide yeah. that opportunity for them to help get support so they can pay those other bills. They can continue to go to work. They yeah. can continue to pay bills. And during the summer, one of the programs we do is our Summer Lunch in the Park program. Mm-hmm. And it is supported by the community, mm-hmm. churches, nonprofits, local businesses. Yeah. And what we do is we go out to parks yeah. because that's where kids are.
Yeah.
And we have four locations. We have Home Park, Gateway Park, the Key Peninsula Civic Center, and now this year we added the skate park here in Gig Harbor, which we're so excited to add a Gig Harbor location. Yeah. And all the locations, again, we try and go where kids are mm-hmm. or that meet other needs. There's levels of need in the area. So yeah. at the skate park, we have an apartment community nearby. Mm-hmm. It's on a bus line mm-hmm. and it's a park where kids go.
Yeah.
So we try and go out and meet that gap as much as we can.
Yeah.
It doesn't fill all the need, definitely, and we're the only ones offering a summer mm-hmm, lunch program mm-hmm. to feed our community, but we do our best.
Yeah.
And it's a free, it's a nutritious sack lunch too.
Yeah.
It's not
just a bunch of
filler or anything
yeah,
like that.
Right. Yeah.
It's a good nutritious lunch, and we have a team of volunteers who mm-hmm. make the lunches, and then they take them and distribute them to families. And it's a way for families to also learn about our program. It's not unusual for a family, we'll meet them at the park mm-hmm. and see them that week or the next week mm-hmm. at the family pantry mm-hmm. when they've learned about what else we can offer them. So it's a fantastic program, and we'd like to see it grow more, mm-hmm. especially in Gig Harbor.
Yeah, that's so great. I'm really excited about the new location mm-hmm. and having that opportunity. So can you tell us a little bit about the people you serve? And I mean, you kind of already did a little bit, but how you directly impact the city of Gig Harbor?
Yeah, I can do that. So city of Gig Harbor is, you know, smaller than mm-hmm. area, and then we have the greater Gig Harbor, right? And even some people across the bridge are like, well, my address, my city,
yeah.
Gig Harbor.
Yeah.
But we kind of consider Gig Harbor like this side of mm-hmm. the Purdy Bridge.
Yeah.
But when you look at just the city limits, mm-hmm. so our main focus is kids.
Right.
Right, within our school district.
Right.
We do serve families. We also serve more and more seniors mm-hmm. lately. But if you look, we have 6 schools out of the 17 mm-hmm. are located in the city limits.
Yes.
And every one of those schools has families that receive services mm. from Food Backpacks for Kids.
Wow.
Whether that's the food backpacks, whether that's the care cupboard, both, whether that's home delivery mm-hmm. or coming to the mm-hmm. pantry, 6 of the 17 are wow. served right here in the city limits. And if you look at our home delivery program, we're doing 54 home deliveries right now. And mm-hmm. We see it going up, goes back, but steadily about 54
yeah.
lately. And out of those 54.
Daily, you said?
The weekly.
Oh, weekly.
So weekly.
And but still, that's amazing.
Make sure I get the number right on that is, so out of the 54, 5 of those mm-hmm. are within the city limits.
Okay.
So that's just over 9%.
Yeah.
And so if you look at it, if you break it down, 20 of those deliveries are in the greater Gig Harbor
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 out of our 54, and then 5 of those within the city limits,
yeah.
that's 25%.
Yeah.
So we do have a direct impact.
Yeah.
And Jennifer and I see the need in Gig Harbor is mm-hmm. hidden. You want to speak
yes.
to that, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. It's not, well, we've kind of talked about how it's not the face that it maybe once was.
Yeah.
And I think that the care cupboards and the ways that people can access food without being noticed is really helpful.
Yeah.
Because then there's no shame and there's
yeah.
no judgment, and it's not awkward at a minimum.
Yeah.
And so to the extent that we can do that, we pride ourselves on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're able to serve more people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure the kids and families really appreciate that, because it's not easy to admit when you've fallen on hard times and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. And we like to say we're the Food Backpacks for Kids family mm-hmm. and dignity and respect and feeling welcome when you come
yeah.
to our food pantry.
Yeah.
I think that's what we pride ourselves, is setting ourselves apart
mm-hmm.
from other areas
yeah.
that serve people with yeah. food needs, is when you come in, you're welcome. you are welcome to come each week, take what you need for your family. There's no questions asked.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. How can people best reach you if they have specific questions about anything that we've talked about today or interested in getting involved with and helping with you guys?
If you want to check out the website, there are often different volunteer opportunities on the website, which is foodbackpacks4kids.org, or you can email directly info@foodbackpacks4kids and get more information. The volunteer opportunities that are on the website now address the summer lunch program that we have and the need for volunteers there. We also have a clothing drive coming up and giveaway in August, and we need volunteers for that. And there's other opportunities, too, that aren't necessarily on there. There's a big need right now for more drivers to help with the food deliveries. Okay. Obviously, not everyone would fit the bill for that, that's something that we would love to connect with people about. And then I would say there's a ton of different opportunities for businesses, organizations, youth groups to get creative and have food drives and sponsorship partnerships and different things. Maybe there's a Girl Scout troop that wants to volunteer, or a business that wants to hold a food drive, or, you know, I know our business has done different things like that. A lot of people do in the community.
Yeah.
Even the Uptown Music and Music.
Oh, yeah, the festival or the music. Is it the one that's every
summer
June?
Summer concert series.
Yes. They're partnering with Food Backpacks for Kids on the 20th.
Yeah, this Thursday.
That's great.
A fruit cup and juice box. Food drive.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So people can come and enjoy something that they were going to do anyway and then bring donations to support the cause. So there's a lot of different ways. And so if anyone is thinking about different ways to partner and help Food Backpacks, just email the info@foodbackpacksforkids and we'll figure out how to do that.
And for those watching and listening, we will have that information underneath the podcast video in the description on YouTube, and then we'll also have that in the description for the audio podcast platforms as well. So thank you both so much for joining me. It's so nice to learn more about what you guys do and that it's not just about the backpacks. It's about so much more. So I really appreciate you guys being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you all for tuning in, and stay tuned for our local business spotlight. Welcome back to the Gigabyte Podcast. Each episode, we feature a local business, hear more about them and their story, and how you can best support them. And today, I am so pleased to have Wendy Payne of For the Love of Spice, owner of For the Love of Spice, to join us. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So nice to have you. I usually meet your staff that are working in there, and I haven't had a chance to meet you yet, so it's really nice to have you.
Thank you. Yeah, this is great for me as well.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and what the inspiration was behind For the Love of Spice.
Yeah, so I love to cook. I love food. I love to travel. When I was young, I did a lot of extensive traveling, and so I got exposed to a lot of different types of food and flavors and spices really young. And I've always just kind of incorporated those into my cooking.
Yeah.
I really wanted to open like a small restaurant or a bistro, but that just was more than I could take on while I was raising my son. So I decided that I would just create some spice blends that I could share with friends and family. And then those became so popular that I actually developed a line of 10 different spice blends and started selling them out at our local farmers markets. And then people would come and they would say, well, do you have this blend? And I would say, no, I don't have that blend, but I can figure it out. So I would go home and play with it and figure it out. And then eventually my line grew to over 70 different blends that I was selling. And then I just started looking for a location, opened up our location now on Harborview Drive 8 years ago. And we are doing so well that we're expanding our space, and we're moving into a new location a block down the street.
Exciting.
Yeah, so we'll have about 3 times the square footage, which means we'll be able to add a lot more product and accessibility as well.
That's so great.
Yeah.
So great. So what makes your store unique, and is there anything special about you or about your store that you want people to know about?
I think the main thing about my store that makes it unique is that the spice blends, for instance, are all handmade. Mm-hmm. I source everything that comes into the store. I really spend an extensive amount of time looking for product and high quality product. Mm-hmm. I'll get the product in a lot of times ahead of time and try it. If I don't feel like a product is a good product or something I would want to eat myself, mm-hmm. I will not put it out on the shelf. Mm-hmm. So I feel that that is something that I really focus on, the quality, the purity of the product as well. Mm-hmm. My spice blends are also all customizable because I do make them. So a lot of people that have dietary restrictions, for instance, who may be allergic to garlic or allergic to cumin, or they can't have any kind of gluten or preservatives or anything of that sort, I can customize our spice blends to meet their dietary needs.
That's great.
So it's very nice because a lot of people will come in and tell me, oh, I haven't had a taco seasoning. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to have a taco seasoning in, you know, 10 years. And I can customize a taco seasoning that can meet their dietary need. And they're just so grateful and happy that they can do that. And I can do it for an individual without them having to pay more for it or having to buy, you know, a pound of it or something along those lines, which would often be the case if you were trying to get something customized.
Well, and I know firsthand about that because I have celiac disease. And so it took me forever to find any kind of spices that were not, that didn't have some kind of filler or additive or something I couldn't, like any spice packet, like a regular taco seasoning packet in the store, most of them have wheat flour or some kind of something in it that I couldn't have.
Yeah, a preservative.
And yes. And so we found your store and we use your taco seasoning and it's fantastic.
Thank you.
And then you also have like oils and vinegars and things like that. Do you make those too?
I do not make them. We bottle them in-house. Our olive oils are imported from Spain. Mm. And our balsamic vinegars come from Modena, Italy, where they're barrel aged.
They're so good.
Thank you. And again, we went through a very rigorous process to ensure that the quality of those were the highest quality we could find and that the flavor of those are pure. There's no added sugar in them. It's just the grape must and the fruit that's in the balsamic vinegars. We also refill our bottles, which is another savings for people. So people can bring their bottles back in. They can get them refilled. It saves a dollar. So that's a really nice feature as well.
Yeah.
And my customers seem to really enjoy that.
Yeah. Where can our listeners find you? So I know you're moving. So when is that happening? Do you know?
Yes. We plan on moving August 14th.
Okay.
That week of August 14th. So for now, we're at 3104 Harborview Drive. Mm-hmm. And our new location will be 3122 Harborview Drive. So just a block down the road.
That's great.
But it's about three times the square footage. So again, we'll have a lot more space. And we're hoping within the next year or so to open up a very small wine bar with bites.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
How nice. So we will have your contact information underneath the YouTube video and on the audio platforms where people are listening in. And we'll put your current address, and we'll put your new address with the estimated date, and then we can update that once you get into your new location.
That's fantastic.
So that people have your most current information. Thank you again for joining me.
Thank you so much.
It's so nice to meet you,
you as well.
Hear more about the great things that you're doing at For the Love of Spice. So
thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you all for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you out and about in our beautiful city.